Therapy.
Welcome back to the Can't Afford Therapy podcast. I'm Colby.
And I'm Kendall.
And we're just really excited to get started again. I feel like I say that every time, but I am very excited.
I'm so excited about this topic.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
I would love to. This is going to be a super fun topic because it is things that just don't make sense, at least to myself. Mm-hmm. Things that I don't understand, and I would love Colby's take on it as well. Maybe she has some things that don't make sense either. Maybe you guys have things that don't make sense. Let us know.
I do have things that don't make sense. I have a whole list.
You do?
I do.
I love to like dive deep into these just to get your brain going and just to think, really doesn't make sense.
I'm so excited. Do you want to go like you say one, I say one, you say one, and then like back and forth? Okay.
Unless you steal mine. I'm just kidding. All right. So should we just jump right into it?
Yeah, jump right in.
Okay, so the first thing that just doesn't make sense to me, I think that this is a very popular one. It's very current, but pizza. Mm-hmm. Pizza and their boxes, you know? Pizza is circular. Mm-hmm. Why are the boxes square? Why not just make, like, circular pizza boxes?
When I think about it, I'm like, they have to hold it. So it's easier to hold a square than it is to hold a circle, maybe?
Maybe. But I also think it's wasteful because if you think about it, those corners aren't getting used. It just doesn't make sense. Even the thing that they put on top is like circular.
The little table?
Yeah, the thing that looks like a little circular table.
Do you know what that's for?
Originally, no, but I did hear that it's to help so you don't touch other pieces while you're grabbing your own.
Mm-mm.
Wait, there's a real reason?
Yeah, there's a real reason.
What?
It keeps the lid of the box from falling and squishing on the pizza and taking all the toppings.
Oh, the lid of the square box?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, now that I'm talking about it, I'm thinking, like, they bring the box, the pizza box, they bring it in another box that's, like, an insulated box that's just made of fabric. So maybe it's just too hard to put a circular into, like, a circular.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just for, like, packaging, you know, because I'm sure they have to make their boxes into boxes, right? Mm. So maybe that's why. I'm just saying, it's a little funky.
Domino's has round boxes, right?
You know, I was thinking that. I don't get pizza often, but I was thinking there's one, there might be a couple, but they're like a mix.
It's like half.
Yeah. It's how, like half circular.
Because how would you open it? How would you open it?
I mean, it's still a tab. You would still have a tab.
If it was a full circle, how would you open it?
Well, how do you open the square box right now? There's a little
tab. It's attached. No, like it's attached. Like one half is attached to the top and the bottom. They're attached by one like wall.
Well, I thought it all goes inside, but there's like that little tab that you pull on to open your box.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the back of the box. So you have a hinge.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like a door. Door hinge.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymes with orange.
I thought it's another thing. Doesn't make sense. I thought nothing rhymed with orange.
You don't remember that Drake and Josh episode?
Wait, I feel like it is starting to come to me now.
It was
orange porridge. No, that doesn't rhyme.
It was Drake. He was writing a new song, and he was like, "What rhymes with orange?" Remember, he was really not the brightest.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "What rhymes with orange?" And Josh was like, "Nothing rhymes with orange." And then he's walking out the door, and then he hits his head, and he goes, "Oh, I just hit my head on the door hinge." And then he goes, "Door hinge."
Oh my God. I also love that, you know, that whole scene.
You know my memory.
I know, you do have a good one.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, how would you, if you had a circular box, how would you open it? Because there's no point for a hinge. You know, there's a whole wall attached to the back half of the box. So where would you have that hinge? Not the tab, because the tab's easy. We just put it in the front, you know?
You know, I'm not an engineer, so I have no clue. I just feel like it's possible.
You're like, someone can invent it. Not me, but someone.
Yeah. If somebody invented the square box, I'm sure they can invent. There has to be. If Domino's can make a half circular, half square.
But think about why they had to make it a half circle, half square. Because a half square part is the hinge.
Okay. Sure. Still's not making sense to me.
I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, my turn. Okay. You know what just doesn't make sense to me?
What?
American breakfast.
I mean,
hear me out. Specifically, I'm thinking of a muffin. A muffin is just a cupcake without the frosting.
It's actually very true, yeah.
And then think about pancakes. That's literally just a cake.
Think just about it. Just like really small and flat.
And without frosting. But then you put syrup on it, which has just the same amount of sugar.
Wait, so if you...
You're eating dessert for breakfast.
I mean, to each their own.
I mean, I'm not going to stop because it's delicious. And why would I stop?
Side note, are you pancake or waffle person?
I'm a hardcore waffle gal.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I like that you're getting all the benefits of a pancake in the waffle, but added a little extra layer of crunch.
I agree.
And you know that syrup's not going anywhere because there's craters.
Very true. I used to, when I was young, want like syrup in every little crater.
You had to make sure it was all filled.
Yeah.
My cousin actually told me recently, like a couple, like literally like last week, my cousin was saying that her brother, her twin brother, that he's a little OCD. And I was like, well, I knew that. And then she's like, yeah, but you know what he used to do when we were little is he would get these Eggo waffles and he would put butter on them. But then there'd be one piece, like one corner piece of the Eggo waffle that had butter in each of the squares. And then he put syrup on it and he would say...
I hate that you're laughing because I know where you're going with this, and I do that too, and I'm upset that you're laughing at me.
He would save that for the last bite.
Wait, now that I'm...
You do that too?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I have this weird thing where, like, it's specifically, yeah, waffles or pancakes, but, like, you know, you put your butter on it, and then you put... But I will find the best piece, and that's my last piece. But I do that with a lot of food.
No, he intentionally makes it the best piece.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I didn't get it right, and I was like, none of these are sticking out to me, I'm going back for a little bit more butter to make it. Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing out.
I think it's just a lot of work.
I also don't butter my pancakes or waffles.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
I just never have. Like, my mom, like, never did it for us, and I never adopted it. And now I'm kind of like, why would I? It doesn't taste any different to me, and it's just more calories.
But I get what you're saying with, like, the American breakfast, because, like, if we look at...
Ingredients.
Ingredients, but also, like, if we look at other countries'
oh, yeah.
breakfast, like, mm-hmm. what is that? I feel like the UK is like brat sausages.
I feel like the UK isn't much better. But they're at least not eating straight up cupcakes without frosting. I love a muffin. Honestly, I went through a phase where every time I went to Starbucks, there was the blueberry muffin with mm-hmm. the little crunchy top.
Yeah, the yogurt blueberry muffin. Yeah,
it was made with yogurt.
The crumbles was like a yogurt crumble.
I don't remember that, but I remember it was so tasty. Like a blueberry muffin, so good.
No, that was the best one. And
they got rid of it.
When I worked at Starbucks, they changed the blueberry muffin like multiple times, but when it was that specific one you're talking about.
2011.
Colby will always remember the date of what she'll remember the year of when something happened. It could be big, it could be small.
You know, it depends on what it is, too. Like, if it's something, and honestly, it doesn't even have to be important. If it's just like some random thing, I might even be able to tell you the exact day it happened.
Yeah, very true. Especially if she's looking through a camera roll.
Well, I use the camera roll to prove it.
Oh, that's your fact check.
You can't deny a picture. You know?
No.
That's the thing, because people love to argue with me. They love to tell me I'm wrong, and I use the camera to prove that I'm correct.
That's actually very true. Like that one time?
Yes.
Yeah, and you went back and...
I'm just saying, I would be so good in the FBI.
CIA.
That's right. We did establish that I'd be even better in the CIA.
Yeah. So if the government needs some help...
Also, ACAB.
Call us.
Maybe don't.
We'll call you.
They have my number.
If you need our services.
Anyway, American breakfast. My point is, it's just dessert, but you're eating it for breakfast.
You're right. I just feel like we're just gluttonous in that point. It's like, you know what's the best meal of the day? Dessert. Let's do every single meal.
But how did it become that? Like, when did it become like the stereotypical American breakfast to have pancakes, eggs, bacon, you know, the whole smorgasbord?
Smorgasbord.
I said that correctly.
No. I know you didn't. I'm just making fun of the word. Smorgasbord. But... I'm going to assume, like, back in the day when it was, like, you know, royalty and kings, because it was, like, look at everything that I...
But we're America. We never had royalty and kings.
Yeah, but I feel like it was still like the wealthy was able to have, like, if you were wealthy, you had the feasts. So they were like, you know what? I am the Kim Kardashian. I'm the Elon Musk of this world. And so if I want to have pancakes plus bacon plus eggs plus...
When was cereal invented?
Probably, well, when did they start drinking milk? Probably really early.
Well, okay. Oatmeal and cream of wheat is hot cereal, right?
Yeah.
When was cold cereal?
Okay, when was cold cereal? 1863 is the first cold breakfast cereal.
Stop, really? What was it?
Granule. Not the same as granola. They made sure of that.
Oh.
It was invented in the United States in 1963.
Is it like grape nuts? I love some grape nuts. I can't eat them anymore because of the wheat.
You know what? I do love grape nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in my yogurt.
Also, can we talk about how it's definitely not the most important meal of the day?
It's not.
Who started that? I never eat breakfast.
I think it was like a ploy so that maybe we... Like, we could sell more things, you know? It's like we were consuming more.
I remember in school they'd say, like, make sure you're eating eggs for breakfast.
But I think, I think it's, you know, first thing you eat, right? You want protein to, like, give yourself energy throughout the day. But I really don't eat until 12 noon.
Even then.
Sometimes I push it out. It depends. Mm-hmm. But yeah. On the weekends, I think, yeah, sometimes we'll eat earlier.
I don't say anything about pancakes. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. So this next thing that doesn't make sense, it does depend on your handwriting. For you, it probably makes sense because of Colby's handwriting. But I feel like in the typical way you learn, anyways, let me just jump to the point. The letter W just doesn't make sense to me because... If you look at a proper capital W, is a double V.
Didn't cursive come out before print?
I really have no clue. Probably.
I mean, think about it. They were writing letters before they were printing. Like, the print press was a huge invention.
But is a capital W?
Like, when did...
Two double U's or two double V's? Like, would you do it, like, point, or would you do, like... Curve, curve.
Well, when I'm writing, I definitely do curve, curve.
Which is a W, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. But sometimes I'm like...
How did we get to double Vs instead of double Us?
Exactly. But really, you know, I can see why we call it a W.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think of it as a double V. It's not...
So now I'm thinking of handwriting, vintage, way back when handwriting. And they were doing pointy bottoms of that double U.
Exactly. So it's like, why did we call it? Maybe it was like A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, L, M, B, Q, R, S, T, U, V. Maybe it was just too close to V because then it goes W. So if they were like U, V, double V, X, Y, and Z, like that
would be... It only sounds weird because we know the first one so well.
Very true. Y and Z. And do you think when they were making the letters, they were like, you know what? We could just take this letter and mirror it.
You know, I really have no idea. And I pride myself in having an answer to everything. I don't know.
That's one to think on.
Yeah, I'm really stumped. You know what doesn't make sense to me?
What?
Slang. Why do we put so much social currency on staying up to date on made up words?
That's very true.
I mean, think about it. I taught you push and pee.
Well, this is a hard one because push and pee in the day as a millennial did not mean pushing positivity. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, but now it's pushing positivity. And I had to keep you up to date on that slang. Otherwise, your social currency plummeting. Your stock, low. Your stock was 2007.
Which is true. I got to keep up. That's the only way to stay young. But let me tell
you. Who makes them up? Who's coming up with slang?
I'll tell you. I will tell you. My brother swears that he created whatever. And I know that's not like slang. It's like more short form, but he to this day is just
adamant.
I will text him right now and say who invented the word whatev, and he says me. He thinks it popped off because he started using it because he was too lazy to add the extra er while he was on AOL Instant Messenger.
But also, like, everyone does that, like,
yeah, because he started it.
No, but everyone started doing that because literally we're all just too lazy to type. Like, we all had the same experience growing up. Like, we all played with a little jiggly thing on the bottom of a door.
I mean, yeah. I was like, excuse me?
You're in timeout? You're not going to play with a little jiggly thing? That's what I'm saying. You're on AOL? You're not going to shorten whatever to whatevs? Yeah. Also, I never had an AOL. I had a Facebook chat.
So if you did have AOL, though, what would be, like, and I know nowadays it's like Kendall Jean.
Colby Page.
But what would your real IM be? You know what they used to look like. What would it be? Oh. It would be some weird, like, baby girl.
Michelle, my friend, she used to have an email, and it was, cupcakes are great. Honestly, to keep in theme with today's episode, I think mine would be muffins are great.
But it's going to be muffins with a Z, and then it's just R, the letter R, capital.
Mm-hmm. I also kind of look like that muffin meme.
What muffin meme?
I look almost identical to that muffin meme, and it's literally my contact photo in Asher's phone. Asher's my brother.
I have to see it. You have to pull up this.
I will. I have.
This muffin meme. Sure,
I showed it to you recently. I showed it to you and Michael.
And did I agree?
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah, because I look just like it. It looks just like me. This is literally my contact on Asher's phone.
You have to keep that for when we post this.
I'll put it on the put on the gram.
It, like, obviously is not identical to you.
No, it does. I just did the face.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's amazing. What is that? But, like, what is that? Was that somebody's chin?
It's a muffin.
But that's not a real muffin. Obvious.
No, it's a muffin. Hold on.
Like an animated muffin?
Yeah. It's like a stop motion. It's like a puppet.
What was it on, like, to make Asher be like, you know what? That looks like my sister.
No, it's a famous meme.
About what? I swear, we see so many different memes. It's wild.
Okay, well, the point is, it's I look identical to a puppet muffin. Especially, wait, no, hold on. I'm going to show you. So I have, okay, I make stickers on Snapchat because I think they're funny. So I have this photo of me. You're telling me that's not the muffin?
Identical. That is, yeah, it's your twin. You have to keep both of them, though,
mm-hmm.
because I think that we should just post a side-by-side when this episode
comparison. Yeah. Like, why? Because it really does look like me. Like, I can admit when something looks like me, and I look identical to that muffin.
Yeah. You actually kind of do.
Okay. So we're talking about slang.
Okay, so what types of slang do you think are wild?
Wild? I don't know about wild. I mean, my favorite slang...
Hella? Is that slang?
Hella's slang, yeah. It's very Bay Area. I mean, I think it's actually gotten much more widely accepted, but it was very Bay Area.
Yeah. Yes. Especially how you would use it and where you would use it. Or how you would spell it. It had a lot of different spellings.
I only knew it as one spelling. H-E-L-L-A. Hella.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, back when MySpace was a thing, we used to spell it H-E-L-L-U-H, I think. No, wait. Yeah, like hella. There was one, too, that I feel like, you know, my brother and I are just trendsetters. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we set trends for.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a pop socket. That was my doing back in the day. But we... used to say, like, you know, people would be like, OMG, for, like, you know, oh my God. But mm-hmm. we started to say MOG. And I think it was, like, one of us messed up somewhere back in the day. Or maybe this was with my brother and somebody else. Maybe he started it again. But now we'll say MOG. Like, MOG.
Wait, I kind of love that.
And then sometimes I'll forget and they're like, what are you talking, what?
Because you're so used to it.
It's OMG. It's just a little.
MOG.
M-O-G. I think it originates, like, it makes sense, but then I think we break it down so much to then it becomes slang, and then you're like...
What I really don't understand is the social currency aspect of it. Like, I understand slang, I get where it comes from, and I get, like...
Oh, true.
And I get, like, what they mean and everything. Obviously, I'm keeping up with the trends. I'm not gonna mess up on that, but...
See, we gotta keep up mm-hmm. on the trends.
That's the thing. Why yeah. am I considered less cool? Because I don't know what on fleek is or...
Oh, yeah. That was one.
That was one. On fleek was new. That one came out just because some chick on Vine went, eyebrows on fleek. That was one that was just like, that one just came out of a Vine.
That's very true. When you did tell me what push and pee means now, I did feel... I also didn't know what, like, a pick me girl was. Like, now mm-hmm. we have different things of, like, what... And I
think it's also definitely changing, like, the way slang is becoming more popular, like, chuggy.
Yeah, I think I'm chuggy.
You know, I think saying something or someone is choogy.
I still don't understand choogy, but I just feel like I, okay, sorry, Colby, but I feel like the choogy was a Gen Z's way just to be like, y'all are old. You like that because you're a millennial? Choogy. Side part? Choogy.
A millennial came up with choogy. It wasn't Gen Z. And then Gen Z doesn't say it because it's choogy to say, like, a choogy.
It's choogy to say choogy?
Choogy. Like, that sounds awful.
Sounds ugly, yeah. A millennial came up with that?
Yeah, and I think it was her way of being a pick-me girl.
She was trying way too hard to be...
To fit in with the Gen Z.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I have a lot of things, like the fact that I still wear skinny jeans... they think is choogy. But I agree.
The currency aspect is what really doesn't make sense.
The currency aspects.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your turn.
Okay. I don't understand why we call it a pair of pants.
Because it's one.
Like, I get when it's a pair of socks because you have 2 feet and 2 separate pair of socks. And the only thing I can think of being a pair of pants is because you have 2, like, leg holes. But at the same time, it just, like, kind of doesn't make sense because when I think of pair, I think of 2. And, like, if I, oh, did you grab a pair of jeans? It's probably just, I'm asking Colby, did you grab 1 pair of jeans?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. Pair of socks makes sense. Pair of mittens? Makes sense. Pair of pants? No.
I mean, if with that logic, it would be, did you grab your pair of sweater?
Doesn't make sense.
Because we have 2 arms.
Yeah.
Right?
And are we saying, like, a pair of pants? Like, what are you saying a pant is? Like, a pant is just 1 covering of your leg?
Pant. Yeah, what is the part that's the pant? Well, it has to be the legs because then it's shorts. But isn't that pair of shorts?
Grab a pair of shorts. I would just grab 1 pair of shorts. Like, I would but grab you wouldn't, one...
But you wouldn't say grab a skirt, grab a pair of skirt. Like you wouldn't say.
No, I would just say grab a skirt.
Yeah.
So I think it's revolving around like it has 2 holes.
A skirt only has 1.
And a skirt only has 1. Mm. But it's still just not vibing with me.
Well, this like the shirt or the sweater has 4 holes.
Oh, like head.
Shoulder, knees, and toes.
Shoulder, knees, and toes. Yeah.
Head, torso, and arms.
Yes.
While pants only have 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're only accounting for the 2.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, are they saying that, like, each one is a pant and then they, like, sewed them together?
You sew shirts together.
Oh, yeah. Very true. I mean, I did take fashion, so that does make sense. But, you know, it just doesn't sit well with me. It's just another one to think on.
That's a good one. That's a fair one. One that doesn't make sense to me. Clouds. Why can't I swim in them? They're bodies of water.
Kind of, yeah.
And I can't just go swimming into the sky?
I mean...
Flying? Why can't I fly?
Things that just don't make sense. Why can't Colby fly?
Why can't we fly? Honestly.
I think we're, like, as humans, just way too heavy.
Flying fish?
Fish don't... What fish flies?
There's the flying fish. That's a fish.
That legit flies.
It's called the flying fish.
I know it's called the flying fish, but does it fly in the air?
Well, it jumps and looks like it's flying.
So it should be called the jumping fish.
Okay, fair enough.
But I agree. Clouds.
Like, I want to sit on the cloud like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I get what you're saying, because obviously they're water molecules.
Yeah, so why can't I just go for a nice, refreshing dive into a cloud?
But that seems really nice.
Wouldn't that be lovely? You know what it kind of is? You know what's like the equivalent to like swimming in a cloud is walking through fog?
Dom loves fog.
I do too.
You and Dom are wildly.
No, literally, my mom says like growing up, I always loved fog. And I used to collect snow globes and she gave me a fog snow globe. So you shake it, it's made out of mercury. So like you shake it, it's fog.
Shut up, I have to be quiet, but like I need to find that. I feel like he would love it.
I don't think they make it anymore because it's mercury.
But they make thermometers.
Is that with mercury?
Yeah, the red stuff. is Mercury.
I don't think they make that anymore. I think it's all digital.
Doesn't make sense.
But no, Dom and I are so similar.
He loves fog. I remember when we were dating once, he was like...
Fog. It's so pretty. It feels like everything is wrapped in a blanket. Like, everything's quiet. Yeah. Everything's soft and round.
It's like one time we were dating and it was like so foggy. He's like, let's go grab coffees and we're just going to drive through it. And I was like... So we're driving through, but I'm thinking, like, my anxiety. I'm like, I can't see what's in front of me.
Take your glasses off. It's the same thing.
Exactly. And Tom's like, is this just so cool? And I'm like, I can't see anything. But he still does that to this day. Like, he'll be like, oh my God, like, I see the fog.
That's why I always take pictures of it, because I love it. Like, at work, like, literally this week. And I was like, I took a picture of the fog. I love the fog. You did. I love the fog. I love it. I'll call my mom right now and say, Mom, did I love fog growing up? And she'd be like, you really did. Because remember, I grew up in San Francisco.
That's right. So when it's
thicker. Carl.
Huh? Carl.
San Francisco's fog is named Carl.
Is it?
He has an Instagram.
He has his own gram?
Really does.
Oh, maybe you should follow him. Mm-hmm. So when it's like thick fog, is that like the thick clouds that we see, but they're just like obviously lower, right? So the atmosphere.
I think they're different because I think the fog, like, I think the fog will burn when it burns off, it's going up into the sky, not coming down. Because when it comes down, it's rain.
Oh, that's true. I was just thinking maybe it was like a very low cloud.
I think it's about to be a cloud. I think it's going to go up into the sky and be a cloud.
That's a good point. Another thing that doesn't make sense.
What?
Chicken fingers.
I love chicken fingers.
Me too. I love a good chicken finger, but chickens don't have fingers. Why do we call them chicken fingers? Also, there's like fish sticks.
I hate fish sticks.
I love fish sticks, especially with a side of mac and cheese.
Oh, that sounds good. No, when I was little, my mom like had us eat literally fish sticks for every meal. It was exhausting. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it after a while.
I would have fish stick trauma.
I do have fish stick trauma. Also Vienna sausage trauma and spaghetti trauma.
Oh, maybe we should do a whole food thing one time.
I feel like this has been heavily food related.
But chicken fingers, like, I just don't understand, like, why we decided to call them chicken fingers.
Because they're chicken and they look like fingers.
They look like fingers to you? When you have when you have chicken fingers, they look like fingers?
They're sticks.
Yeah, chicken sticks.
Like fingers. I don't know. And chicken feet, if you go to another country, that's literally, you're eating the feet of a chicken.
Yeah, but that makes sense because they're calling it feet.
Chicken I know. Feet. Imagine you go there and you're like, can I get some chicken fingers? And they hand you a bowl full of chicken feet.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I'm agreeing with you.
I thought they were like, yeah, sure. Sorry, we don't carry chicken fingers. We have chicken feet.
We just don't have the phalanges.
But then I was thinking, like, I feel like chickens, like, their wings do kind of have, like, but at the same time, it's not that. So why are we calling them chicken fingers?
You know, I heard wild chickens can fly.
Really?
Like, if you find a chicken in the wild, it's more bird-like.
I would just like to see them, like,
fly.
Fly. But, like, a long time. Not a long time, but, like, a good solid 5 minutes. Could you imagine?
Such a long time if he's flying for 5 minutes.
I'll take two. I just want to see it, like, fly like a seagull or something, a pigeon. The crow's out front my house. Your turn.
Well, that's it? Nothing else to say?
That's all I have to say about chicken fingers.
Okay. I have a couple. I'm trying to decide which one I want to go for next. You know, which just doesn't make sense.
What?
You're a senior in high school, POV.
Okay.
You have to request permission to go pee.
That was a long time ago for me, but yes, probably.
You have to ask permission to pee, and then those same people are expecting you to make huge life choices, like $100,000 worth of loans, and what university you're going to go to and study what major for the rest of your life. And 5 minutes ago, you had to say, can I go to the bathroom?
No, it's not. Well, can you? May I?
Even worse. Even worse.
No, very true.
And you'll get your phone taken away?
Try to take my phone away. Try me. But yeah, I get you.
Oh, when you were in high school, you probably didn't have... Okay.
I did have a phone. Yes. No, I don't know what you were going to say. I was
thinking, you probably didn't have an iPhone.
Yes, I did.
In high school?
Yeah. The iPhone...
Ugh. Came out in 2007.
Okay. It came out in 2007?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, I probably got it then.
You had the very first iPhone, the silver and black one?
I had a silver and black one. It was curved.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had, like, the first ever, but I did convince my dad that we needed iPhones because they were so much more easier to use for him. Like, I had to convince him that it was a good idea for him.
Mm-hmm. Before you could get one.
So that I could also get the same one.
Right.
Because I think it was probably like a, you know, because back then we would have rebates. Do you know what those are?
Is that like a layaway?
No, it was basically like, okay, this iPhone is worth, back in the day, it was probably like $299, $399. But if you sign a 2-year contract with AT&T, the phone's only $99.
I think they still do that. But well, it's free.
But I don't think they have like contracts anymore. Like, and you were like locked in your contract, and then you couldn't get a new phone until you redid a contract. So if I wanted to go back and turn in my phone, I would have to pay that $399 price.
I think that's still a thing. I think like you can, like T-Mobile, like I think if you sign up for T-Mobile, you'll get a free iPhone 12 on them. Like,
really?
Yeah.
But I just remember back in the day, it was like everything was, basically every phone was $99. As remember, long as yeah. you ordered, or, you know.
Also, I remember $99 being so much money.
So much money.
I remember it was like, it was so much. And now as an adult, $100 is like a dollar.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, because I had this like... Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had that one, and then I had that one for a long time, and then I got the square one.
The square one with the harsh edges?
That's an iPhone. I might have it.
That's an iPhone 4.
I might have had that one.
And then iPhone 4S is when they invented Siri.
I think I had 4.
You didn't have Siri?
I don't think I had Siri yet. I don't remember when I got Siri, actually.
iPhone 4S. That's when they invented Siri. And I remember I got 3GS. Which was the second model after the first one, which is silver and black. And this one was, wait, they had the silver and black one. Then they came out with the 3G, which was you could get in black or white. And then 3GS was only in black. And then they invented the iPhone 4. And then they invented the iPhone 4S.
I think you might have had the 3. Because I think I got the black and then my dad got the white.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that came out in like 2009. Ish, maybe 2008, probably fall 2008.
Okay, yeah, I would say I was probably like, I would say I was a junior, for sure a senior. I had the iPhone.
Yeah, because I got the iPhone. Yeah, I'm trying to think, because I got the 3GS in December of 2010.
And when we convinced my
and
dad,
and I had a Juicy Couture case.
Did it?
It was baby pink. I loved it.
But when we got the iPhones, I remember the guy basically said, like, he doesn't even have a computer in his house anymore because he just does everything on his phone. And my dad was like, that doesn't make sense.
Also, back then, I feel like you still very much need a computer.
I agree. Like, now looking back, I'm like, but he was like, no, this is everything in one. You don't need that. You don't need, this is all.
I had a
which freaked
what Brad was your out. First yeah. laptop?
Like a Dell.
Yeah, I think mine was Dell too. Mine was this really pretty like maroon, and I swear to God, it was the teeny tiniest thing. I think it literally was like 9 inches. Like, it was so small. But I remember I was so excited to have a laptop finally. I remember I really wanted the MacBook, the white MacBook, but my dad did not get that for me. He got me a Dell and I was very mad. And then I think like a year or two later, he got me a MacBook Pro, but that was the same year that they discontinued the white one, and I was devastated.
Really?
Because I really wanted the white one. I liked the way the keys clicked. I still do. I still kind of want one.
Maybe you should just go for it.
Heal your inner child. I also really want the one that looked like a really fun, like, briefcase, the colorful one.
No, that one? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like the Elle Woods one that she has in Legally Blonde?
They had 3 colors, blue, orange, and green. What would you pick? Think of you at that time. Like, what at that time, what would you pick versus now?
I probably would have done, like, the blue.
You know what's funny is I was going to say you were going to do the blue.
I feel like I would have done blue because I wouldn't have gotten orange because I would have been mad that I couldn't get pink.
I would have gotten orange because it would have been close to pink. Mm-hmm. But now I would have gotten green.
Plus, I feel like the blue was just like a fun blue.
It was like apple blue, you know, like mm-hmm. apple was just blue themed everything. Like the startup was blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, tangent.
Okay. This is the last one. You know, it just doesn't make sense. And you might feel this one. A lot.
Okay.
Taxes.
I have it written.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I literally wrote it down, taxes.
What do you have written next to it?
Why don't they just call us? Like, why do we have to submit? They know how much we owe.
That's what I wrote down. Why do we have to do them if the IRS knows what we already owe? Just send me a bill or a check. That's it.
Yeah, why do I have to do any work? Like, I'm not doing enough for this country?
Like, I'm not already working and paying my taxes? Send me an invoice or a check. That's it.
Exactly. Why can't they do that? Also, I'm pretty sure no other country does that. No other country has tax season. No other country has credit scores. It's all a ploy to keep the rich rich and the poor poor.
Probably. But around taxes is like, I feel like we would all love the IRS more and tax season more because it'd be like Hogwarts, right? It's like, am I going to get a check or am I going to get an invoice?
Like, oh, how fun.
What am I going to get?
Like your letter?
Yes.
Yeah.
You might open it and say, oh, you owe this much. You want to get on a pay, like payments? Or they'd be like, congratulations. You can treat yourself this year. But that's it. That's all that I have to bring to the table.
I have one more.
Oh, okay.
That is really funny. Oh, I have two more, but I think one of them isn't good enough. But that's really funny. We both have taxes. Okay. One thing that doesn't make sense to me is men. That's it.
Oh, just men.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Men on dating apps, but they refuse to have social media.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You're telling me that you'll be on a dating app that's basically social media, but you refuse to have an Instagram?
Well, I feel like that's like kind of worse because I feel
it's
like...
It's a red flag.
Yeah. I mean, probably. But at the same time, I'm thinking just like, do they not have social media because they're trying to be like, you know, they don't want the world knowing all of this. But it's like, but you're putting... I feel like you're putting more information on an app, no?
You are. The app shows them your location.
It does?
Yes. Kendall has been with her fiance for quite some time.
Oh, no. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I did hear, like, you know, like Grindr or like Tinder, isn't it? Like, this person is this far away from you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, okay.
But Hinge will say, Colby's in Monterey. Like, it says, like, your location.
Okay, that does make sense.
Bumble, too, I think, shows your location.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Yeah, so you're telling me that you'll put your... You'll link your Spotify so I can see all your favorite music.
I didn't know you could do all of this.
Yeah. You tell... Like, it says where you are, says what school you went to, says your hometown, where you're living now. It says your height. It says you have kids. It says if you smoke weed. It says if you drink. And you won't have an Instagram where you can curate your own feed?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that doesn't make sense. And also, it's like, why you obviously have to have a reason of like why you don't want social media, but you're okay with finding dates that way?
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. No, that's a good one.
That one really stumped me. I was really like,
do you find that a lot? or do you come across that a lot when you're...
You know, I used to. I definitely used to. I don't really see it as much anymore just because I feel like you can't really live your life without at least like one thing, you know? Like maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's Facebook. Who knows? But if you only have Facebook, also red flag. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, do you really not have a social media or are you lying to me? You know?
Probably that's something lying. To really. But you are the CIA. So full circle, it could come back. You could find it.
But if someone like genuinely does not post their name, they use some random... like email, they use some random username and they're 100% private, you will never find them.
Crazy.
Unless you go down all the way to IP address.
Have you done that?
No, I'm not that crazy.
Oh.
I mean, I could. I just don't want to. Don't think I wouldn't.
Trust me, I feel like if it came down to it, she just might.
Anyway, that's it for me.
That's all I got.
All right. Love ya.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Catch us on Instagram at Can't Afford Therapy Official, and you can also click our link tree to find our other platforms.